Dick Toledo here, and you've found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, within the 98KUPD app, and PodcastOne.com. And this week, all podcasting content is brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Rock Wars, the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Must-see TV tonight. As much as we all hate this election nonsense and what's going on, as good as the Chiefs-Ravens matchup was on paper last night, we all kind of like, hey, this is a good football game, good Monday nighter.
I look forward to the post-game press conferences.
Dancing with the Stars was on last night, and I don't know what happened to Tyra Banks. She looks like the Cowardly Lion lost his job. Like, he's homeless. I don't know what she was wearing. She had a Minnie Mouse thing on, but the way they had it look, she was Maxi Mouse. She looked huge. So, you know, I'm a Dancing with the Stars guy. I like that show. I think it's funny.
And Carol Baskins is dead as her husband.
She's gone. She's out now. Yeah. She just wants to go home. It was awkward because when they sent her home last night, she goes, oh, my husband will be thrilled I'm coming home. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure he will. I'm sure that's what he's saying. Like the last guy. And then they had cadaver dogs looking at her husband, her ex, the dead one, Don, looking at all of her, I don't know, like his, he had some other stuff. I'm like, why didn't they think of this before? Like, is it the public's interest that's making it? So we're now searching around why didn't we do cadaver dogs at his office before? That's what she was wearing. And it looks better in that picture, Tyra Banks, than it did on the show. It looked awful. The hair was twice as big as it is in that photo. Like, that's a tamed-down version of what was going on last night. But tonight's the night for good TV, and you're not going to be able to escape it. This, I don't think, can let us down. Two men in their mid-70s, each with questionable mental capabilities, are both going to go on stage and try to be mean to each other. It's going to be like the dozens, I think. At first, it's going to be kind of calm, prepared statements.
Man.
First 15 plays are scripted.
Yeah. Yeah.
But once we go off script, this thing could go – this could be – I might open up the Steeler bar and have friends over for this thing. This is maybe better than any sporting
event. Who's moderating it tonight?
Chris Wallace.
Oh, that's
so I think there's definitely –
the initial handshake, right, when they take the stand.
That'll be easy. Nope, because I think both sides are like, look.
How you doing,
you
buddy?
Can't lose you the handshake.
You old pirate.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be smiles. I think it's just going to be a business handshake and then to your podiums. And I think both teams are being coached to say – don't lose on the handshake, because all of us in the public are basically like fine-tuned the first few minutes.
You dominate him on the handshake.
No, if you're saying that, you're an idiot. You've got bad coaches. You go out there and you do a regular handshake, you stand, you do but you don't act friendly and you don't act unfriendly. Toledo, turn off the Dancing with the Stars thing. Quit masturbating to the costumes from last night. We're on to another thing. But the I think the first couple questions are going to be whoever wins the first few minutes is going to be the one who wins it, because we're a fickle society. We're going to watch body language. We're going to watch and whatever. And what we really should be doing is trying to notice which guy is a little bit more capable of doing something than the other. And this whole debate thing is not for this is going to be the same as going to a Steelers-Browns game. You got people cheering for the Steelers who are passionate and loyal to the Steelers. People cheering for the Browns, they're wrong, but they're passionate and loyal for the Browns. And then there's people in the middle who are looking for a team. And that's who this is about. And
that'll come away more discouraged.
Yes,
that's
what I think too. The apathy is going to win after tonight.
Well, my thing is, after watching the 60% ads on the NFL game last night.
What are those?
Did you see those where DeAndre Hopkins Watson.
Oh, those. I know.
Deshaun Watson does, I'm only going to throw 60% of my hand.
I'll throw my left hand 60% of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically saying only 60% of people vote, right?
Tonight, you're not capturing young voters.
No, there's nothing about this that makes them feel
good. Nobody in their 20s is going to look at these two idiots tonight and go, oh, yeah, that's the guy for me.
I really have to get on board.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to get a lot of people to really jump in head first to either party. But what will happen is some great sound bites and some awesome moments. We're all hoping because one's off the hinges and the other guy might have dementia. This is the type of stuff we used to call bum fights.
Yeah.
And we weren't allowed to do it anymore because it was making fun of old people and making them fight for money. This is hilarious.
I don't want to be pessimistic, but do you think that the swing voters are out there going, I need tonight to show me who? Really?
I do.
Really? God, I don't either.
I don't think anybody hasn't made a decision.
You're not a swing voter.
I know.
So you're not talking. You're saying
you can make up your mind after tonight.
You're basically saying there are no swing voters. And there are. You're looking at one.
No, I know there are. I definitely know there are.
Yeah.
But I just don't know what tonight is going to do to convince you.
Swing you. That's why you're a swing voter. If somebody can do something to show capability beyond what I've seen so far.
Okay, explain that. You're a swing voter, then say what
I'm a swing voter that hates both sides.
I know.
So it's hard
to be honest,
me.
I do too.
Yeah. So me, I'm looking like, all right, do I want to throw a vote away by writing in Brett Vesley's name, which I've done in a couple elections where I'm just like, I can't consciously vote for either of these people.
You're still getting votes for constable.
Right now, I know, and I should. Right now, I can't look at either guy and say, man, they're really good. So I'm basically pulling back saying, somebody show me something. I know one's crazy. I know the other one might be about stage two of Alzheimer's. I just don't think Biden has mental, I don't think they're telling us the truth about what's going on with his head.
But you think this train wreck could sway you either way?
Well, that's the thing. I'm hoping. So I do have a little optimism that something will come out tonight and go, you know what? And will it lock me in? No. But it may make me say, all right, I'm leaning this way because the other guy just seems nuts.
Because it's even hard for me to believe in policy when they start talking about that tonight. Like, Trump's not going to really announce any new policy changes. He's just going to say we're going to do more of the same. Biden's going to not throw his cards on the table on the first debate and say this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
I
find
rhetoric.
Both of them to be wildly creepy people.
Totally.
Strategy, whether or not.
By the way, there's no handshake tonight. They agreed there will be no handshake.
Oh, because COVID.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't think about that.
So I just, I don't know. I don't find either guy to be something I really want to tell everybody I'm for. You know, and fiscally I lean one way, and socially I lean the other way, and each side represents one or the other. I don't like either guy, and I'll be, you know, that's everybody's, oh, you're going to make a choice, it's mamby-pamby. Well, I'm trying to be logical and just fine. And in the end, I'll end up voting for what best helps me. And I think everybody else thinks the same. It's like, what in the end will best benefit my life going forward? Who's going to get in my way is another thing I'm looking for. Like, which guy is going to start saying, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm like, all right, that sets up roadblocks for me. And if you got a guy who starts saying that too much, then the other guy starts getting my attention. But both of them, and more than likely, I'll be writing your name in, Brett, because I just don't see myself stomaching either guy. And I know I'll get emails, well, you got this most important election ever. And by the way, as you're typing that, just realize somebody opposing you is typing the exact same thing to me. So being a swing voter, a middle guy,
and you're being fed that this is the most important election
every
ever.
Election I've had. I'm 48 years old, and every
Everyone
election
is.
Has been the most important election in American history.
I remember that with Bush and
Bush, Clinton,
and
Perot.
Gore.
Before
well, that one, too.
Bush, Clinton, Perot was my first one I was allowed to vote in, and I just remember them, everybody saying, this is, without question, the single most election or important election in your lifetime. And I'm like, wow, what luck. It's my first one. I get to participate. And then the next one was, this is going to change the America, will stem the tide of tyranny. And I'm like, all right, oh, I better get in on this one. And then I'm like, they're all that.
He's
every
elected,
one of them is.
I'm moving.
Right. That happens in every one of them. That's why getting older kind of makes you cynical, is because it's like, you know, boy bands. Every election is, as you get older, you're like, we had this before. These are called New Kids on the Block. This Backstreet Boys thing is nothing special. K-pop is just that again. It's
repackaged.
Cyclical. Everything's all, repackaged, same old stuff. But, yeah, do I want someone capable? And that's the thing about me. I'm willing from either party to have somebody step up and go, man, this guy's got it. But nobody's extraordinary, because the system sets up to where extraordinary people wouldn't want to do this. Why in the world would you ever, as a decent human being, want to be part of this? As a good, everybody's got a couple skeletons. Why in the world would you go, hey, dig into my life, tear me bit to bit. I've got billions of dollars because I'm a successful man. And I have a healthy, normal ego. I'd like to help out. And then just have everybody tell you how horrible you are from everything they dig up from your, you know, eighth grade year on. Like, why would you do that? A decent person wouldn't put themselves through this. Yeah. A decent person with means, there's no way. And that's why you get, you know, who you get. You look at the people in charge. It's the people who are willing to get crapped on every day because their ego says they're important to the world. It's insane. But yeah, Toledo, I'm a swing voter. This might swing me. You're locked in pretty much, right?
I don't like either choice, yeah. but yes, yeah, I've made my decision.
And mainly because your household is, you know, teacher, and it's nothing wrong with that. There's like,
it's not just because of
but
that.
But it does go, everybody acts like they're voting for the greater good of America.
No.
Everybody votes for their own needs, deep down.
I'm voting this one for more personal reasons than probably any election before.
The free health care for your dick?
Sure.
The enlargements. Okay. People aren't reading about that, but Biden says everybody's going to have a bigger crank if he's president.
Well, I might be a swing voter.
Yeah, I didn't know this.
Hey, he's paying for your vasectomy, Brad.
Really?
Hanger. Yeah. He's paying for all of it. No, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, you've got personal interests with education, mm-hmm. and you're basically with a government employee.
Yeah.
So it's probably behooves you to lean that way. Brady, I don't know if you're locked in or not. Maybe. No harm in saying either way.
I don't... You know, whether or not I'm in the swing or not,
yeah.
I'm not wowed by either one, really.
I know what that...
Or wooed.
I don't think anybody is.
Yeah. No, nobody is. And it's not even the vote for the lesser of two evils. It's just yuck. I know you're in.
Monty Brewster.
None of the above.
None of the above.
The Brewster's Millions brilliance. And again, that just tells you how similar all this is. Brewster's Millions came out, what, 83? And people remember like, yeah, politicians suck. There's no good ones. Monty Brewster was right. None of the above. We've had movies from the beginning of time where Average Joe steps up and says, politicians have been ruining our lives. Really, it's not that. You get all fired up over it. There's some things that can happen that'll affect you personally, but outside of that. We all vote with a conscience, but really it's about what we want for ourselves. And there's nothing wrong with that. So
you just want the complete system to change. That's the biggest thing, and it's not going to happen.
No, that's a pipe dream. That's say unicorns and wings on children. Just not going to occur. But it'll be interesting. It's going to be an awesome thing because tonight, I mean, with unhinged versus Alzheimer's, look, you can put that on TV and debate for city council. I'll watch that. It's like this guy's got he's had a stroke or something. He just says what's on his mind, and the other guy might have Alzheimer's, so he might stumble around for a little bit. I think it's great.
What time does the train wreck start?
6 o'clock.
Okay, I'm in.
And I'll have – I might order a pizza. Just have a whole thing
together.
Some
popcorn.
Get my cherry vodka and Diet Dr. Pepper together in a big vat so I don't have to get up because there's no commercials. You keep that in mind.
No commercials?
No commercials before you get into this thing. Ironically enough, these guys that are ruining our lives with commercials don't have commercials when they're on TV. So big old...
Because it's one giant commercial.
Yeah, get a drum. Get a drum of whatever it is you're drinking. Because there's no getting up. And then, you know, have the pizza or whatever right in front of you. And then, you know, if you're having guests for tonight's debate. Ugh, could you imagine? Either side, some Trump party that wants to have a debate thing or some liberal hippie house that wants to have a debate party. Oh, I couldn't stomach the...
And then go, the best you can, go back and forth between the news to who declares the winner of the night.
Yeah, that's
why.
Oh, yeah.
This is why.
Yeah, like, already Fox has declared that Trump won. And then CNN and MSNBC has said that Biden has run away with it. They've seen it. They've got their oracle and their crystal ball.
Fact-checking.
But it is. Who cares? Nobody cares about fact-checking anymore. It doesn't matter. It's just who is. We vote based on.
His launch angle on the rebuttal.
Exactly. That's what we're doing. We basically sabermetrics their body positions. Look at his elbows are down. His body. And they'll have a body language expert on it said, you know, he's twisting funny or his eyes are bad. It's going
to
be awesome.
It's all about performance in these debates.
Yeah.
It really has nothing to do with the topics.
Exactly right.
You know, it's all about their performance. Yeah.
It's that. And if they say something that's too off the rails, that's still a performance-based thing. But if they go like, whoa, what did he just do? Or if one of them looks flustered. Remember when – the best moments from TV in the last 10 years are when Ted Cruz ate that booger. which still to me is maybe
dropped in.
One of the
he ate a fly too, didn't he?
I think it was a frog.
Or it flew into his mouth.
No, a fly. I believe he ate a fly too.
How did I miss the fly? All I remember is the booger. The booger fell out of his nose onto his lip, and he went. And he sucked it up, and I was like, "Oh, was it? You remember that?
Oh, no,
it was in the debate in 2016. Oh, it was all." And he was like the guy leading, and everybody's kind of like, "Ted, he may look a little like Grandpa Munster." And then the booger fell out, like he's done. We can't have
a chameleon.
It was a white snot line that flopped out of his nose onto his lip, and he's in the middle of talking, and then he stops and he goes, and he sucks it up, and then keeps going. And America went, "No, thank you." A fly goes into his mouth here? Oh, I love this. I haven't seen a fly. Oh, you got to give me some sound.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he ate it. There's no sound?
There's no sound, apparently.
It's just a gif of him. Yeah, no, sure enough, a fly went into the cavern.
Where's the booger? I want to see that one.
Yeah, show him the booger. Oh, you're going to lose it on the booger. Because the booger is here. Look at it. Here. It's on his lip.
That's right. It was a lip. It's the stalagmite.
Look, no, it fell out of his nose right onto his lip.
To all the people, all of the voters, I understand the folks
here it comes.
Who are supporting Donald right now.
Now it's on his bottom lip. It moved.
Oh, God.
The best is the slow-mo of when it shoots out of his nose and lands on his lip. They've got all the – here it goes.
I thought it was a –
it dropped to the bottom lip.
I thought it was one of those lip things. You know?
No, that's – it goes – it falls out of his nose. The bottom lip catches it, and then the top lip takes it away, and then it goes back to the bottom lip, and he gives it a and you want to run the world. No. So we're running on that tonight. Maybe a booger moment happens. I can't help but think something crazy
or poopy.
Happen. Yeah, I think apathy wins this election. I don't think. Oh, if somebody has a poopy, Brady. 275 plus
Brady.
He's right. Wow. There's a high probability when you have 275 year olds in a high stress situation that there's going to be on the stage. And my dad's 73. He's in great shape, but I don't want to come around a corner and scare him because I know
they have your elastic pants on underneath their slacks
for sure.
I wonder.
This debate brought to you by Depends.
Yeah, my dad again. Like I said, 73 years old. My dad. You look at him, you're like, this guy's in great shape. He looks good. But if you popped up around the corner, is a good strong possibility that the old man's like, I can't do that to him. I'm 73. He mentions it every once. I'm 73. God damn it! You have to remind you because he looks good and he moves well. He's out there hauling stuff around and picking things up and doing, you know, farm work on his and buddy, you scare him and
wait,
it's happening.
Wait a minute, you guys watch this for info? I thought the only purpose of watching this was to play drinking games.
And I'm going to do that as well with my giant vat of cherry vodka. And I don't know. It's an interesting moment. It is historic in a way. But again, yeah. I mean, I hang out with that 90-year-old fella, Fred and his wife Paula, and they're great people. But he even, like, we'll walk around, and Fred's, you know, 92. He's not as spry as he once was, but he gets around. We're doing all right. But the last couple times, and I haven't been able to see him all year, which kind of stinks. But we go up to his place, and he'll wander over, and we'll have, because they moved into a village area, and they have dinners and stuff. So he's like, let's go over to the restaurant. And he walks through, and he goes, you don't want to move too quick around here. And I'm like, why? And he goes, every person in here, pants if you start dancing around too fast. That's true. Because that starts happening in your 70s. Thanks, Fred. You bang into a wall too hard, and the next thing you know, damn it. You stand up too quick. Damn it.
Fred, did you just...
Damn it. Where did you come from? So, yeah, two 75, 76-year-old men vying for the most powerful position in the world. There's a good chance somebody's bowels are going to move. And I have to wonder, Brett, you might be right. Will they wear undergarments? Because they have to pee every 5 minutes, too. And this is going to be 90 minutes of standing on stage drinking
sucking
water.
On water, yeah. Yeah. Be safety.
I bet you they piss themselves and we don't even know it.
Right now, I have to hold on 2 seconds. Oh, God, that feels good. I just pissed in my pants because, you know what? I'm committed to the job.
He's going to pee himself. And why wouldn't you go out in your little diapers? But, yeah, commitment It's a tough one, and I think apathy wins tonight. But I am – we should start a drinking game. I think every time you hear the word – Biden will say, I promise, or you know what would be a really good one? When each two – when two of these shysters start talking about religion and how much it means to them. Anytime God's mentioned, I bet you're going to get drunk fast because they're trying to win that group over. That's when Trump somehow has a stranglehold on, but Biden realizes there's an opening. I think they're going to try to go after the Bible people. And I think God being mentioned is a great drinking game tonight. I think that could possibly
be. I just love the people who say, God sent us this candidate.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Oh, they
the
say
Trump
about,
people say that.
Oh, they say it on both sides. I've heard it about Biden as well.
Thanks sent a lot,
us
God.
Biden, sent us Biden to battle yeah. Trump. I've yeah. heard that argument. I'm like, get God out of politics.
Good Lord. You think he's involved in that?
No.
That's the best he's got? This guy's your guy. I'm like, wow. Thanks a lot for
this
that.
The quandary is yeah. the for me, it's like the one guy's in there. Trump would be in there. Initially thought, oh, he's going to stir things up. Clear the swamp.
Sure.
Then the other side of it is this is a lifelong politician. The guy's been he's there the for years.
Right.
What has he been doing and how is that going to be different right. from now?
I don't know. What kind of swamp got cleared?
Yeah.
It was brought in a new swamp, if you ask me. I don't know what to see. And I know there's a lot of people adamant about it. But again, don't let people shame you in this. That's the thing that I've noticed. That I've said it to several people. I'm like, I just don't know. And they're like, how could you not know? I'm like, don't bang into me about this.
Yeah, that's the thing that yeah. I don't understand either.
It's not your business what goes on in my head with this. I'll tell you. If you want to get into an adult conversation about somebody who might disagree thing. With you, then we can do that. But if you're going to be adamant about your way is the only way, I don't give a what you say. Yeah, right now I'm looking at two idiot old men that have power issues. One especially is insanely power hungry. He's been trying to be president since he was 40. Nobody's wanted him the entire time. When he was a viable young man, nobody wanted Biden to be president. Trump, I don't even understand how this has happened. The simulation's so broken, I don't get it. So if you're telling me you can get on either side, you're a better man than me.
And you try to listen to, business owners as much as you can without trying to open up that can of worms. How has business been the past couple of years? And
depends.
Jobs, right.
Yeah, you don't know. Brady, you sound a little like a commercial right there. That was pretty good. I think we know where Brady's going.
How's business been, bitch? How about jobs?
Ooh, good one. But they'll throw COVID at you.
You hear both, though.
Yeah. I mean, business was good. Jobs were good. Other stuff, not so much. This guy says, here's the debate drinking game. It's out. Biden loses his train of thought mid-sentence, one sip. Trump laughs at Biden, one sip. I like that one. Biden misquotes COVID stats. Trump says the word huge. Trump's hair moves.
If you're going off the stats thing, you'll be passed out in the first 30 minutes.
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, if it's just misquoting them, though. But then you got to argue with people about what a quote is. Every time Biden starts a sentence with look or listen. Every time Biden says an incorrect gun fact, one shot. Oh, this is if Trump says China virus. Finish your drink. If Biden forgets where he is, you hear, come on, man. That's a good one. Or calls his wife by the wrong name or gender. Finish your drink. If Trump uses any adverb wrong, he uses a lot of extremely extreme. He does a lot of the L-Y's. Any L-Y word. It's going to be fun. I'm sad that we're getting to that point, that I'm watching this like I am an American Idol thing. It's totally entertainment. That's the funny part. I'm looking forward to it for entertainment. Yeah. That's the crazy part. That is insane. And I think the news channels will confuse the interest for political activism. Mm-hmm. But really what it is all of us are dicking around trying to get a laugh out of it. Did you see? We don't want to miss. Again, I've been saying this for years. Once binging and Netflix and all that stuff started, the only thing we have in common as a populace is politics. It's the live sporting event of humanity. It's a reality show playing out right in front of us without tape. And nobody ever says, don't talk to me about politics. I'm only on the first debate. We've all seen up to that point, so we can all talk about something tomorrow. If I told you right now, Brett, hey, the boys, I haven't seen the last three episodes, so I can't talk to you about that. Brady, have you been watching Lovecraft Country? No, I'm only three into that. Oh, okay. Did you see the debate? And everybody's like, yep. So then you have something to talk about. We all have that commonality that politics is current, which is why we've gone insane. Binging's kind of ruined us for that.
Here, you know, thinking about how the whole layout is of the debate. No audience.
Perfect.
Right? So you got your moderator, Chris Wallace. And how tied down will he have it? In other words, he'll ask a question.
They never really
where they're
do.
Not going to let him
good luck.
Interact.
Yeah, they never
I wonder
really
if they'll,
do.
Good luck. Trump
it
and
could
Biden.
Be a disappointment.
Yeah, good luck.
Plus, it's going to be like we've talked to comedians here and on the podcast about how the doing comedy like in a Zoom setting or without an audience is weird. Imagine Trump, who plays to a crowd so well,
oh my God,
being a little bit off by not hearing a reaction when he zings Biden.
Yeah.
He's gonna be his own best cheerleader.
This guy says, I'm hoping for this. Trump will say something to piss Biden off, and Biden says, I'm just not doing this, man. And he walks off the stage and refuses to debate him
yes.
anymore. That would be great. Come on, man.
Maybe they should have the sound guy from the Eagles game the other day running sound for this. So they boos and everything else.
Boo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
That's what I think will be an interesting thing. No crowd. No pandering on either side.
We'll see. Yeah, there's no. Well, they don't let the crowd clap a lot of the times, which sometimes you'll get a hoot. You'll try to keep them, but for the most part.
Come on, man. Yeah,
come on, man. There's no moment for either guy. They're not going to know when they score, at least by the crowd reaction. Fantastic. I'm entertained already. I can't wait. Tonight, 6 o'clock, and it's probably going to drag on until about 8, and then an hour of everybody saying what they thought happened, and then the giggles, and hopefully there's a booger moment like Ted Cruz, because that was life-altering. Dean, back in 92,
oh, yeah.
Was the front runner, and everybody, Howard
Dean.
We're going to California. Woo! And we're like, we can't have him be president. He's insane. And all he did was say, woo. Now look. And you know who he was beating back in 92? Joe Biden.
Is that true?
Yeah, Biden ran 88. Yep. Well, no, he didn't run in 92. He ran 88. No. He ran 88 and then was caught plagiarizing every single thing he did and then got kicked out. He that's a great story that nobody talks about. When he ran in 88,
yep.
His speeches were all stolen from old movies, like word for word. And he was traveling with him. And somebody's like,
from movies?
Yeah, it's an old movie. And it's like, it's an old war movie. You're
in
doing
a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was basically like,
let's win one for the.
Yo, Adrian, we did it. Like, wait a minute. I know that one. But yeah, he was doing that. And then they found out at Syracuse he was stealing papers and plagiarizing. Got booted out of Syracuse. And so he wasn't capable of being president in 88. He tried again a few years later. Like, man, plagiarism thing's still kind of lingering. Now it's like, we'll take him. He's good. He can't remember old movies. It's a perfect time to have Biden. He can't plagiarize because he doesn't remember the movies he wants to steal from. I just went by. Yeah, Biden goes up there and does the, you know, hey, Senator, how's your suit? I'm like, what? You're doing Silence of the Lambs now. It's just falling out of his mouth. I'm excited. I'm actually somewhat excited. Not because of the American process, not because of patriotism. I want something goofy to happen tonight, and I want it to happen right there on my big screen. The LED is going to shine it out. It's going to be pretty. Hopefully in 4K.
I will break you. You will lose.
we've been witnessing a lot here tonight. What's he doing?
You can't win, know. Trump. You yeah. can't.
You can't win, Trumpy. I just came in here seeing a whole bunch of people hating me, and I just hated yous. He's doing Rocky from Rocky IV. It's a good speech. But if I could change, yous could change. We all could change. I don't know what he's doing. That's brilliant.
You're Adrian!
You know, America, life is like a box of chocolates. Oh, no. Joe.
This guy is crazy. He's just nuts. I'll quote from a movie I was actually in, Home Alone. Here we go. Here's my scene.
They just do monologues.
Battle.
Scene, please, just quiet for a second while I get into character, which is me.
Yeah, so we'll watch tonight, 6 o'clock. I'm excited about it. It's the best thing that's come on TV in a long time. And I loved Fargo. Thought that was great the other night. Really loving The Boys. Did you watch it?
No.
Come on. Did you?
No.
Tonight, for sure.
It. How can, after we sold it with that giant superhero's penis, his superhero strength was his ever-growing gigantic penis that strangled people. And that's not enough to make you run home and
watch? Oh, that was The Boys? I was checking Pornhub, actually. Sorry about
well,
that.
You're not going to see anything like this on Pornhub. Did you know when it was happening who it was? Did you see it yet?
No.
Come on, yeah. You guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Because I'd like, oh, it's that guy's dick.
Yeah.
Like, it hit me immediately.
You're a pervert.
Well, you didn't see that?
No, that's nobody saw that. That's disgusting.
Not nobody. Somebody wrote it. Somebody said, John, watching Hot Tub Time Machine right now. Please don't judge me, but it's a great movie. It actually is a good movie. When the Home Sweet Home from Motley Crue's song came on, I heard it, and I started singing it in your Megan voice.
Oh, no. What have you done?
Love you guys. Brett is a great addition, Joanna. There you go. Joanna likes you, Brett.
Thanks, and then Joanna.
Andrew says, John, show has been awesome as always. Please tell Bert to get the loads out of his throat before getting on the mic. He clears his throat nonstop, and it only comes up on the podcast. It's driving me crazy. Is his mic live on the podcast when he hits
I'm
the
hitting
cough?
The mute.
I don't know.
I don't either. You got to listen to that.
It should be when you turn it off. It should
That's
go
what
on.
I would think.
I'm using the mute. Should I?
Anyway, you got loads in your throat.
I'm telling you.
Turn your head away, I guess.
Yeah, not the mute. You got to turn it off.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Off and on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
or
we
it goes
a,
on to the thing?
We have a mute button here, yeah.
Yeah, but why would it record on the podcast, his loads, as the guy calls them?
I don't know.
All right, that's it's a, off it is.
Yeah, that's strange.
That's an engineer question.
You guys have mute buttons?
Yeah.
We have mute buttons and an on-off switch.
So the mute button is making it so the podcast, everybody's hearing Brett.
But it doesn't go over the air.
Male prostitute right, out last night's supper. $50, leave it
hey,
on
man.
The counter.
Had to get off them overnight somehow.
Hey, I know. Yeah. I've never heard it, but now I'm curious about the podcast.
Now I want to hear it. I'm going to go
Brett
back and listen to it.
Hacking up lungs.
Scoped version.
I haven't heard you do it once. I didn't even know you were, Bert. I was like the guy called you Bert, which is a better name.
And Brady just tested it.
You know. How'd you do?
Did you mute
I've
or
I've always
off?
Done the
you turned
on
it
and off.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it now. That's off.
All right. Well,
okay,
nobody
so
knows
because
we'll I couldn't
we'll
hear
find
it.
Out.
But,
and this isn't
going well.
I'll go
well,
test.
Yeah, you heard it because you're in the room with him. You guys are jackass. We'll be right back with more. You know what? We deserve
this is
our
like
present.
The debate.
We deserve our present. We deserve
that's
it.
True.
That's it. We deserve it.
Way to trash that entire conversation.
Yeah.
All right. Bring in the dumpster. And,
you know what? Let's light the other dumpster on fire. 2021, we're looking forward to it. It's 7 o'clock on the dot. What do you got on the big board of music over there, Mr. Brett?
What do you got first, Bert?
On the Action Ride Shop board here.
That's right, Bert.
That's right. My Darkest Days, Static X. I can't remember how to pronounce the one that you were talking about.
Zeal and Ardor.
Yeah. COC, Five Finger Death Punch, Slaughter to Prevail. I don't know that
what
one.
What did you write for Zeal and Ardor?
Z-Land or Z-Land.
Z-Lander.
I actually spelled it. You're like Z-E, and I'm like Z-E-L, and I spelled it.
Well, I got confused.
Yeah, somebody.
So, anyway.
Okay.
Mudvayne, Avatar, Foo Fighters.
Hmm. Oh, it says it right here on the podcast. Every time one of you coughs, burps, or throws up in your mouth, we can hear it, and it is awesome. Why is that the thing?
I don't know.
Why is the podcast recording
the mics
off?
Why are you looking at me? That's an engineer. I didn't set up the studio.
When we're off the air talking horrible, that's being recorded?
No, when the thing is running in there, it runs when you turn on the mics.
So
it's
got
to be on the mute.
So all of them have to be off for it not to pick something up.
I think so.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we better be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. That podcast could have all sorts of terrible stuff in the middle of it if I leave one of these mics on.
No.
Heck yeah.
What goes on the podcast is this right here.
Except for when Brett hits his mic off, and I do, and Brady does, and it comes up clean on the thing.
Well, they're turning theirs off. I'm just hitting the mute button, which I will use the off button now,
turn it off.
I guess.
Either way.
That or none of us are going to get elected.
He says, coughs, burps, thrown up in your mouth. We hear all of it, and that's awesome.
All right. I don't think that's true.
You need to go back and listen. What are you producing exactly?
Nothing.
Phlegm? That's
clearly.
It. Evidently, we're all producing phlegm.
Clearly yeah. Nothing.
Well, clearly nothing. You're clearly,
clearly
producing
nothing.
A secondary
enjoy the
show
podcast.
Of you're clearly producing what I heard in that waiting room at Honor Health in the West Valley yesterday.
I highlight all those.
Well, find a few of them. Those are gold. Get a few of Bert's throat oysters in there.
Oh, you'll have an hour's worth with all the allergies and crap in the air right now. I'm a mess.
Yeah, I want to hear Bert's throat goo getting hacked up.
Hey, Bert.
That's
all
right.
I think.
Well done. You just think of Bert and Ernie.
That's all I think.
Again, we deserve the president.
I know. That's
this
all
is,
I think.
I like talking to idiots. In an insane asylum. I'm just going to throw one of you a tennis ball in a second and get Robin Williams and De Niro
Squirrel!
In for awakenings. I can smell you. Which one do you want to do over there? By the way, Brett, we're going to do this. My dream of what we're doing, because Action Ride Shop's like, ride this bike and do a video. I'm like, all right. I've been trying to do this for a long time, and nobody will do it with me, but you're going to have to.
All right.
I want to do comedians on mountain bikes drinking coffee, singing karaoke. And I think this is a great opportunity that Action Ride Shop can get behind, is that you and I will have GoPros on the bikes, and we'll have songs where we have to sing as we climb giant hills. And then at the top of the hill, we reach into our Camelbacks and we have a nice cup of coffee.
All right, let's do it. I'm in. Sun.
See, I've been trying to get it to where some of the comics will come do it. Corolla said he'd do it, but he doesn't want to climb hills. He just wants to ride bikes. But comedians riding bikes, drinking coffee, doing karaoke, I think has legs. Especially if you've ever mountain biked and you realize how hard it is to breathe and sing at the same time.
Or even on the downhill. Oh, my life! Yeah.
Exactly. You're flying around and it would be fun. Because you get the, I've got, you know, the your phone will set on the little attachments on the handlebars. It's great. I got to talk to Josh over there at Action Ride Shop and see if he'll help out sponsoring comedians on mountain bikes, drinking coffee, and doing karaoke. It's a phenomenal idea. And then we get to the top of the hill and we chat for a minute. But I don't know any of the comedians that would do it. They have to, like Christopher Titus might, because he's in shape, but all the rest of them are.
You don't think Caliendo's going to jump up on a mountain bike anytime soon?
Caliendo's an actually, he's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah.
I think he'd ride on the street. I don't think we're going to get him in the mountains. Mm. But that's the only fun of it. Like, I'll make him climb like a big road hill or something and make him sing. And then we chat at the top after a nice hot cup of Joe. And then we cramp up and we head home. Dehydrated. Just for a minute. James Corden can do it. Everybody pretends like James Corden's actually driving the car. They're getting towed.
Right.
They're getting towed around
Haven't
Hollywood.
You seen those behind the people that pull up next to him? It's on that little
and
dolly.
People believed it. And I'm like, you really thought Elton John was sitting in the passenger seat with James Corden and they're just driving around? It's too big a risk. The liabilities are huge. Let the tow truck company handle it. So they tow him around on these things and they close roads and they act like it's normal. Every time James Corden pulls up on the side of the road and goes, hey, to some stranger, they're set up. They're not going to let people get that close to Elton John with all those cameras around. Paul McCartney's in the car. It's a closed set. Yeah. Might as well just have
Seinfeld's
the Flintstones.
Seinfeld's the only one that's relatively, but he's got a, you know, you got one in front, one in back.
They've got cars surrounding it like Secret Service.
Yeah.
And then occasionally, like, this guy's okay. Pull up next to him and show him Eddie Murphy for a second. Like, yeah, there's Eddie Murphy. And then they, all right, everybody, clear the way. Don't look at Eddie too long.
Well, because everyone
with Chris Rock
him.
When they got pulled over by the cop.
Right, which is
you'll
great.
Be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. But that was all set up, too.
You think?
Yeah, because the cop had to agree to all the camera stuff.
Well, but it wasn't set up. The pullover wasn't set up.
It was all set up.
Come on.
Nothing on TV.
Come on, skeptic. I'm with you.
I mean, reality TV isn't reality? No. Come on.
Hey, you take that one out. That was a good one.
That's not a good one. That was staged.
No. Talk about staged.
Just like reality TV.
Exactly. Just like that moment you couldn't get enough of when that fake cop pulled over Jerry Seinfeld and Chris Rock. They weren't going that fast. And if anything, the cop pulled him over to say what's going on with all the cars surrounding your car. They know where everything is. They called ahead. Please, Richard. And by the way, there's a guy who fell into the ocean 100 feet. He climbed a tree and tried to – this is happening a lot because of, you know, everybody's desire to get 40 or 50 pictures of themselves a day.
A lot.
So he's – it is. People are falling down and getting
falling
going into
the
cliffs.
Ocean.
And,
I want to see that.
It's a constant.
I want that Instagram
selfies,
page to be a thing.
Well, it's because it is. You haven't seen this?
Falling into the ocean on
people
Instagram?
People are falling off cliffs. And there's tons of people dying from – because I need 40 pictures of myself every day to document my life. This guy climbed a tree and fell 100 feet into the water off a cliff. Do you know what the name of the trail he was on?
The Devil's Cauldron.
You don't climb trees on the Devil's Cauldron. You mind your P's and Q's. There's the Devil's Sinkhole up in Sedona.
Yeah.
You don't get too close to the Devil's Sinkhole.
You don't hang over it.
Yeah. Devil's Staircase. Sure. Everything we name that says devil in it, be careful. Yeah, you certainly don't start toying around with it. Somebody's died there before. They would have called it, you know, Heaven's Hole. No, it's the Devil's Cauldron for a reason. It sucks people up. But I'm reading it, I'm like, oh, that's terrible. He tried to get a good picture of himself, probably 30 or 40 of them, because that's what people do now. And then he fell out of the tree and went 100 feet down. And the worst part of it is the bottom of Devil's Cauldron, a couple jet skiers. Oh, what's that?
Chunk, chunk.
Dude just fell in. And they grabbed him by his shirt and drug him to shore. Jet skiers at the bottom of Devil's Cauldron. They got to start naming stuff better. Like August Ames Cauldron. Do something nice for that beautiful lady who killed herself. That porn star that deserves something. The Cauldron of August Ames. Oh, that's beautiful. Devil's Cauldron. That's horrifying. Everything you've got, like that devil, you've been with me to Devil's, you went up to the sinkhole in Sedona. And then you read about it. And you're like, at any given moment, this thing could go in again. It's just this giant sinkhole up there. And they heard it like 180 miles away when the whole thing caved in. And it's a tourist attraction.
Like a laser just etched the stone and it drops 80 feet.
Well, it's a giant hole. And you climb up, you get there, and you look, and you're like, what is this? Ah, the earth just gave way here. We found it. We drive to it all the time. Careful, because we're not sure how far it goes over. It could do it again any minute.
But an aquifer dries up. Yeah. And then
They heard it in Prescott.
They did?
Oh, yeah. It was a huge explosion. Anyway, tourist attraction. You can walk around the edge. There's no fence. Devil's sinkhole scares me to death. Devil's Cauldron? I'm not sure I'm even doing that. There's Devil's Cauldron. You think you're going to climb trees on the corner of that thing? Guy's an idiot. Get a picture.
And he survived the fall?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. The Devil's Cauldron won.
They drug him out. Okay, yeah, I got it.
The jet skiers that were screwing. The jet skiers are dumb, too. That doesn't look like fun jet skiing area.
Well, they probably... Well, they were in there while he fell, or did they go in after?
They were there.
They saw the guy fall.
They saw a guy floating, and they went and got him. Devil's Cauldron. You ever notice we don't have a whole lot of stuff named after Jesus? Except landscapers.
Really? Do we not have a lot of things? Jesus's Cauldron?
You don't have Jesus's Cauldron ever.
Yeah.
No, you never hike Jesus's Cauldron. The Lord's Hole.
What would it be? Jesus' bedroom? I don't know. Would it be something cauldron? Nice
usually
and soft?
They'll do it like a saint, you know, like Mountain St. Helen.
Look at the edge of Devil's Cauldron here. This is something I don't even toy with. You have Devil's Bridge. Everywhere you can fall, it's named after Satan.
Well, there used to be that highway down by Morenci, that Highway 666, too.
Devil's Highway.
Yeah. They changed it a couple years back, but yeah, for years.
But you don't have the good Lord's Freeway.
No. More people.
Everything's named after the devil.
The problem, if that was the cauldron of Jesus' cauldron,
a
lot more people would be jumping.
You call into Jesus' cauldron?
Yeah, you call it the devil, then they'll go, oh, I got to be careful.
You think?
I'm not jumping into
the
devil's cauldron.
So it's marketing, is what you're saying.
So you think that if Jesus had a cauldron or a place named Jesus' cauldron,
named it like
a bunch of religion would be leaping in it?
Flying off of it.
Isn't that what Jesus would
but
not want?
They also call it Lover's Leap.
Lover's Leap is a good one.
Yeah.
But Jesus, that's an interesting thing. I want to put that to the test. I want to see how many religious people go diving into Jesus' cauldron. Just stacking bodies, you think. You think the devil's cauldron keeps them from committing suicide?
There's a fear. Yeah,
of what? Fear. But the other people have no fear diving
into
that.
Well, the reason why they called it the devil's cauldron.
You know this?
Because, no, but I'm just saying, I think because someone has died there. No one's ever gone over. It's usually a life is... been taken or
well I think it's because it's an intimidating giant cavern that goes straight down, which is hell. So the cauldron is this, like, it's a soup straight into hell. Nobody looks at that and says this is safe, so you don't associate it. But we don't name anything after, like, you know,
I mean, if they would have changed up Niagara Falls to the Devil's Falls,
yeah, Devil's
would
Water,
more people be,
we have Devil's Falls already, I think, in a couple places.
They got Angel
Falls, that's true,
which is the tallest, and
we got one. Most stuff that's like that is named after the devil, which I like, but where is it? We have Red Mountain Highway, the Devil's Freeway. Where's the Good Lord Street? Where's Jesus Avenue?
Savior Boulevard?
Yeah.
There's no Jesus on the avenues.
You got the Praying Monk.
Yeah.
There is no Jesus in the
there's
avenues.
No, I think there's no Jesus. That should be a t-shirt,
I
Brett.
I think the majority of people in the avenues are named Jesus. I think for sure. All right. Well, let's do the Zeal and Ardor then for Devil's Cauldron, because this is basically spirituals for the devil. Suggested by a guy named Richards, like, let's get the devil up in this bitch this morning, a little Zeal and Ardor. All right. For the guy in Devil's Cauldron, which is the strangest named thing ever. That just sounds horrifying.
John, you're right. Route 191 is called the Devil's Backbone.
Yeah. Everything, like, fun.
Because it's killed.
Yeah, but so's God.
No, but that's why I'm just... saying, like, the dangerous Dead Man's Curve, just like stuff like that.
Well, Dead Man's
Curve.
They'll
go to the devil more than
every road is
up.
Killed. every single road.
I know, but one mile stands out more than the others.
Sure, you've got a whole bunch of curvy ones. But for the most part, like the I-17, like the devil's
stretch. That should be the devil's highway.
Yeah, they should all be the devil's highway. People die on the streets all the time.
Help me out, John. The Devil's Cauldron, isn't that the hole that Daniel LaRusso almost died in trying to get Miyagi's bonsai tree?
Was that in two?
I don't know which one. Was the bonsai tree in two?
I think that was in two.
No,
maybe
that was
three.
It was two. He went to Okinawa.
That's right. He was in Japan in two. You're right. It was three. That wasn't. And Daniel was still in three. Four was when Hillary Swank came in. Million Dollar Baby.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wasn't Hillary Swank?
Pretty sure it was four. No, I don't think so.
Two was Okinawa. Maybe it was two. I'm pretty sure four was when.
Three was when Terry Silver showed up, the wannabe Steven Seagal with the ponytail.
Flat amazing. Very impressive knowledge of the Karate Kid series.
I drop it at three, though. You didn't watch four? No.
Nah. I thought she was hot because she had her, she always wore that little cut top, that halter top thing.
And jog bra? Yeah.
It wasn't a jog bra. It was a T-shirt that just barely went below the boobs.
It was four for
That's
Hillary.
The next Karate Kid. Because Miyagi couldn't stop training people to fight high school kids. Yeah, something about Hillary Swank and that one had me. That little gray shirt right there.
Well, once Arnold's drive-in closed, you needed all the cash you could get. You
know. Well, he didn't close it, though. You remember?
It became out.
Oh, it burned down.
Yeah. Oh, well, it did burn down, but okay. Al Molinaro took over Arnold's. Happy days.
Imagine that.
Look at that. Hillary's boobs looked great in that movie. Hillary. I'm one of the few people that...
West Virginia's finest.
...threw the wank down to Boys Don't Cry when they stripped her down in that shower. I'm like, I'm going to do it. This is the saddest scene in the movie, but I'm pausing it because that boy's hot. What a body on that boy. I was never fooled
by... It's a Karate Kid 4 outfit.
Brandon, Tina. She looks good. The next Karate Kid. Brett, you never watched that one?
No.
You watched three. You took the time to watch Karate Kid 3, though. I'm impressed.
But when it turned into, chicks showing up, I'm like,
you take LaRusso
it's
out
like the Ghostbusters. Like the Ghostbusters. You turn them into chicks, and I was out.
He likes his Karate Kids pure.
That's right.
I like my Karate Kid to be a male.
But I didn't see the Jaden, the
so it has to be white and male, or you're not interested.
I did not say that.
In so many ways.
Ralph Macchio is one of my peeps. That's why I was supporting the whole time.
He's an Italian Karate Kid.
Go, go, go. I talk with my hands, and I use them as weapons.
So once they drifted from the Italian background of karate.
Out.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, please.
What are you going to screw around here and tell me a girl is going to do karate better than an Italian kid? You're out of your mind. This is the best combination that Japan and Italy have had since 1940. I don't know how you're bringing some lady into the mix. We've done good work together, us and the Japs.
Come on.
We almost did it if Hitler didn't get so freaking greedy. What do you need Russia for? We're fine.
Just the restoration on cars.
Oh, my God.
The building.
The technology.
What they did, the Miyagi's dojo together.
Forget it.
Only an Italian.
The laser pinpoint focus of a Japanese brain with the grease monkey mentality of an Italian together. You guys were unstoppable.
You teach me karate?
Sure.
Wow.
You teaching me noodle?
Sure.
Teach me to fix an old Studebaker?
No problem. And show me some of that chopping stuff you do. It's impressive. Little bastards.
Let's do it. Zeal and Ardor for the Devil's Cauldron. This one's Blood in the River. I love this band. It's off the album Devil is Fine, if you were asking. Truly satanic music, which I find hysterical that anybody believes that if they listen to it, it could take them over.
Guy says, John, you're so right. There's a place called Bloody Basin. I ain't going there.
Yeah, Bloody Basin sounds terrible. I know where Bloody Basin is. I'm going to avoid that. Look, guys, when we go four-wheeling and stuff, it's like, this is, the devil's dead Jeep. I'm like, why? Why would I drive down that?
A lot of guys die here.
Okay, well, then let's avoid that.
You're not living, man.
Dude, you don't get it, pussy.
Okay. Am I getting paid for this, or is this just a fun activity we're having on a Saturday?
It's the devil's butthole.
Okay, I'm not going in there.
Why not?
Didn't you just say it was called it? We're done talking.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
You need a ride, but you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.